Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
DNA testing is useful in predicting disease, and now metabolomics will do the same, but using biomarkers called metabolites. That's why Genome Alberta and Genome Canada are partners in the research of Dr. David Wishart and the new Metabolomics Technology Demonstration Center. The link is what David calls the omics field: genomics, proteomics, and metabolomics. But there are important differences.
The difference when we're looking at metabolites is we're actually looking at the environment, whereas the DNA in your body is set at birth. And it turns out that most diseases aren't a result of your DNA. In some cases, it's just your environment. Classic example is lung cancer. And so these are the things that we're trying to explore with metabolomics, and also to come up with either better therapies or better ways of warning people that something bad could be happening 6 months, 6 years from now.
Dr. Wishart says now that over 10,000 metabolites have been identified, the next step is developing inexpensive screening tests for disease. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.